Set FAR 1805, conditional permanent resident status for certain employment-based immigrants, spouses, and children. In general, Section 216A U.S.C. 1186B is amended to read as follows. Sec. 216A, conditional permanent resident status for certain employment-based immigrants, spouses, and children. In general, 1. Conditional basis for status, notwithstanding any other provision of this Act, employment-based immigrants as defined in subsection F1, or 2 alien spouses and alien children as defined in subsection F3, shall be considered, at the time of obtaining the status of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence, to have obtained such status on a conditional basis subject to the provisions of this section. 2. Notice of requirements. At time of obtaining permanent residence, at the time an employment-based immigrant, alien spouse, or alien child obtains permanent resident status on a conditional basis under paragraph 1, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall provide FAR notice to the alien spouse or child respecting the provisions of this section and the requirements of subsection C1 to have the conditional basis of such status removed. At time of required petition, in addition, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall attempt to provide notice to an employment-based immigrant, alien spouse, or alien child at or about the beginning of the 90-day period described in subsection D3 of the requirements of subsection C1. C. Effect of failure to provide notice. The failure of the Secretary of Homeland Security to provide a notice under this paragraph shall not affect enforcement of the provisions of this section with respect to an employment-based immigrant, alien spouse, or alien child. B. Termination of status if finding that qualifying employment improper. 1. Alien investor. In the case of an alien investor with permanent resident status on a conditional basis under subsection A, if the Secretary of Homeland Security determines before the second anniversary of the aliens obtaining the status of lawful admission for permanent residence that A. investment in the commercial enterprise was intended as a means of evading the immigration laws of the United States. B. The alien did not invest or was not actively in the process of investing the requisite capital. R. A. The alien was not sustaining the actions described in Clause I throughout the period of the aliens residence in the United States. R. C. Subject to the exception in subsection D4, the alien was otherwise not conforming to the requirements under Section 203(b)(5). The Secretary shall so notify the alien investor and subject to paragraph 3 shall terminate the permanent resident status of the alien and the alien spouse and alien child involved as of the date of the determination. 2. Employee of a Federal National Security, Science and Technology Laboratory, Center or Agency. In the case of an employee of a Federal National Security, Science and Technology Laboratory, Center or Agency as defined pursuant to Section 203(b)(2)(c) with permanent resident status on a conditional basis under subsection A, if the Secretary of Homeland Security, in consultation with the relevant employing department or agency, determines before the first anniversary of aliens obtaining the status of lawful admission for permanent residence that A. the qualifying employment was intended as a means of evading the immigration laws of the United States. B. The alien has not completed or is not likely to complete 12 months of qualifying continuous employment. R. C. The alien did not otherwise conform with the requirements of Section 203(b)(2). The Secretary shall so notify the alien involved and, subject to paragraph 3, shall terminate the permanent resident status of the alien and alien spouse and alien child involved as of the date of the determination. 3. Hearing in removal proceeding. Any alien whose permanent resident status is terminated under paragraph 1 or 2 may request a review of such determination in a proceeding to remove alien. In such proceeding, the burden of proof shall be on the Secretary of Homeland Security to establish, by a preponderance of the evidence, that a condition described in paragraph 1 or 2 as appropriate is met. C. Requirements of timely petition and interview for removal of condition. 1. In general, A. Petition and interview in order for the conditional basis established under subsection A for an employment-based immigrant, alien spouse, or alien child to be removed. A. Employment-based immigrant shall submit to the Secretary of Homeland Security during the period described in subsection D3 a petition which requests the removal of such conditional basis and which states under penalty of perjury the facts and information described in paragraph 1 or 2 of subsection D as appropriate, and A. In accordance with subsection D3, the employment-based immigrant must appear for a personal interview before an officer or employee of U.S. citizenship and immigration services respecting such facts and information. B. Separate petition not required. An alien spouse or alien child shall not be required to file separate petitions under subparagraph AI if the employment-based immigrant's petition includes such alien spouse or alien child. C. Effect on spouse or child. If the alien spouse or alien child obtains permanent residence on a conditional basis after the employment-based immigrant files the petition under subparagraph AI, the conditional basis of the permanent residence of the alien spouse or alien child shall be removed upon approval of the employment-based immigrant's petition under this subsection. A. The permanent residence of the alien spouse or alien child shall be unconditional if the employment-based immigrant's petition is approved before the date on which the spouse or child obtains permanent residence, or II, the employment-based immigrant dies after the approval of the petition under Section 203(b)(5), and II, the alien child shall not be deemed ineligible for approval under Section 203(b)(5) or removal of conditions under this section if the alien child reaches 21 years of age during the pendency of the employment-based immigrants petition under Section 203(b)(5) or II, conditional residency under such section. T. Additional fee. Notwithstanding any other provision under this section, the Secretary may require the employment-based immigrant to pay an additional fee for a petition filed under subparagraph II that includes the alien's spouse and child or children. 2. Termination of permanent resident status for failure to file petition or have personal interview. A. In general, in the case of an alien with permanent resident status on a conditional basis under subsection if I, no petition is filed with respect to the alien in accordance with the provisions of paragraph 1a, or a, unless there is good cause shown, the employment-based immigrant fails to appear at the interview described in paragraph 1b. If required under subsection d4, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall terminate the permanent resident status of alien and alien's spouse and children if it was obtained on a conditional basis under this section or section 216 as of the second anniversary of alien's lawful admission for permanent residence. B. Hearing in removal proceeding. In any removal proceeding with respect to an alien whose permanent resident status is terminated under subparagraph A, the burden of proof shall be on the alien to establish compliance with the conditions of paragraphs 1a and 1b. 3. Determination after petition and interview. A. In general, if a petition is filed in accordance with the provisions of paragraph 1a, and b, the employment-based immigrant appears at any interview described in paragraph 1b, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall make a determination not later than 90 days after the date of such filing or interview, whichever is later, as to whether the facts and information described in paragraph 1 or 2 of subsection b is appropriate and alleged in the petition are true. B. Removal of conditional basis if favorable determination. A. Header. If the Secretary of Homeland Security determines with respect to petition filed by an alien investor that such facts and information are true, the Secretary shall so notify the alien investor and shall remove the conditional basis of alien's status effective as of the second anniversary of alien's lawful admission for permanent residence. A. Removal of conditional basis for employee of a Federal National Security, Science and Technology Laboratory, Center or Agency. If the Secretary of Homeland Security determines with respect to petition filed by an employee of a Federal National Security, Science and Technology Laboratory, Center, or Agency that such facts and information are true, the Secretary shall so notify the alien and shall remove the conditional basis of alien's status effective as of the first anniversary of alien's lawful admission for permanent residence. C. Termination if adverse determination. If the Secretary of Homeland Security determines that such facts and information are not true, the Secretary shall so notify the alien involved and, subject to subparagraph D, shall terminate the permanent resident status of an employment-based immigrant, alien spouse, or alien child as of the date of the determination. T. Hearing in removal proceeding. Any alien whose permanent resident status is terminated under subparagraph C may request a review of such determination in the proceeding to remove alien. In such proceeding, the burden of proof shall be on the Secretary of Homeland Security to establish, by a preponderance of the evidence, that the facts and information described in subsection D1 and alleged in the petition are not true. T. Details of petition and interview. 1. Contents of petition by alien investor. Each petition filed by an alien investor under section C1A shall contain facts and information demonstrating that alien AI invested or is actively in the process of investing the requisite capital, and a, sustained actions described in clause I throughout the period of alien's residence in the United States, and b, except as provided in paragraph 4, is otherwise conforming to the requirements under section 203(b)(5). 2. Contents of petition by employee of a Federal National Security, Science and Technology Laboratory, Center or Agency. Each petition under subsection C1A filed by an employee of a Federal National Security, Science and Technology Laboratory, Center or Agency shall contain facts and information demonstrating that the alien is conforming to the requirements of section 203(b)(2). 3. Period for filing petition. A. 90-day period before anniversary, except as provided in subparagraph B. The petition under subsection C1A must be filed as follows. I. In the case of an alien investor, during the 90-day period before the second anniversary of alien's lawful admission for permanent residence. A. In the case of an employee of the Federal National Security, Science and Technology Laboratory, Center or Agency, during the 90-day period before the first anniversary of alien's lawful admission for permanent residence. B. Late petitions. Such a petition may be considered if filed after such date, but only if the alien establishes to the satisfaction of the Secretary of Homeland Security good cause and extenuating circumstances for failure to file the petition during the period described in subparagraph A. C. filing of petitions for removal in the case of an alien who is the subject of removal hearings as a result of failure to file a petition on a timely basis in accordance with subparagraph A. The Secretary of Homeland Security may stay such removal proceedings against an alien pending the filing of the petition under subparagraph B. For personal interview, the interview under subsection C1B shall be conducted within 90 days after the date of submitting a petition under subsection C1A and at a local office of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services designated by the Secretary of Homeland Security, which is convenient to the parties involved. The Secretary, in the discretion of the Secretary, may waive the deadline for such an interview or the requirement for such an interview in such cases as may be appropriate. 5. Special Rule for Alien Investors in a Regional Center. Each petition under subsection C1A filed by an alien investor who invests in accordance with section 203B5E shall contain facts and information demonstrating that the alien is complying with the requirements under section 203B5 except a. The alien shall not be subject to the requirements under section 203B5AE and B. The petition shall contain the most recent financial statement filed by the regional center in which the alien has invested in accordance with section 203B5E. E. Treatment of period for purposes of naturalization for purposes of Title III in the case of an alien who is in the United States as a lawful permanent resident on a conditional basis under this section. The alien shall be considered to have been admitted as an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence and to be in the United States as an alien lawfully admitted to the United States for permanent residence if the alien has had the conditional basis removed pursuant to this section. F. Fraud, misrepresentation, criminal misuse, or threats to the public safety or national security. If the Secretary of Homeland Security determines in his or her sole and irrevocable discretion that the conditional permanent resident status granted to an employment-based immigrant under subsection A or to an alien researcher described in section 203B2AE is contrary to the national interest of the United States for reasons relating to fraud, misrepresentation, criminal misuse, or threats to national security, the Secretary shall 1. Notify the immigrant involved of such determination and 2. Terminate the permanent resident status of the immigrant involved and alien spouse and alien children of such immigrant as of the date of such determination. G. Definitions in this section. 1. The term alien investor means an alien who obtains the status of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence whether on a conditional basis or otherwise under section 203B5. 2. The term alien spouse and the term alien child mean an alien who obtains the status of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence whether on a conditional basis or otherwise by virtue of being the spouse or child respectively of an alien investor or an employee of the Federal National Security, Science and Technology Laboratory, Center or Agency. 3. The term commercial enterprise includes a limited partnership. 4. The term employment-based immigrant means an alien described in paragraph 1 or 5. 5. The term employee of the Federal National Security, Science and Technology Laboratory, Center or Agency means an alien who obtains the status of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence whether on a conditional basis or otherwise under section 203B2AE. B. Conforming Amendment Section 216E8 U.S.C. 1186AE is amended by inserting before the period at the end the following. If the alien has had a conditional basis removed pursuant to this section. C. Clerical Amendment. The table of contents is amended by striking the item relating to Section 216A and inserting the following. Sec. 216A. Conditional permanent resident status for certain employment-based immigrants, spouses, and children. Sec. 5806. M5 Visa Reforms. Aliens not subject to direct numerical limitation. Section 201B1. 8 U.S.C. 1151B1. As amended by Sections 2103C2, 2212D2, 2307B, and 2402. Is further amended by adding at the end the following. The aliens who are the spouse or child of an alien admitted as an employment-based immigrant under Section 203B5. B. Technical Amendment Section 203B5 as amended by this Act is further amended by striking Attorney General each place it appears and inserting Secretary of Homeland Security. C. Targeted Employment Areas. 1. In general, Section 203B5B, 8 U.S.C. 1153B5B is amended to read as follows. B. Set aside for targeted employment areas, in general not fewer than 5,000 of the visas made available under this paragraph in each fiscal year shall be reserved for qualified immigrants who invest in a new commercial enterprise described in subparagraph A which, is invest in such capital in a targeted employment area, and II will create employment in such targeted employment area. A. Duration of high unemployment and poverty area designation. A designation of a high unemployment or poverty area as a targeted employment area shall be valid for 5 years and may be renewed for additional 5-year periods if the area continues to meet the definition of a high unemployment or poverty area. An investor who has made the required amount of investment in such a targeted employment area during its period of designation shall not be required to increase the amount of investment based upon expiration of the designation. T. Adjustment of minimum Med 5 investment amount, section 203(b)(5)(c)(i)(8)U.S.C. 1153(b)(5)(c)(i) is amended. 1. By striking the Attorney General and inserting the Secretary of Commerce. 2. By striking Secretary of State and inserting Secretary of Homeland Security. And 3. By adding at the end the following: unless adjusted by the Secretary of Commerce, the amount specified in this clause shall automatically adjust on January 1, 2016, by the percentage change in the Consumer Price Index CPIU during fiscal year 2015, and on every fifth subsequent January 1 by the cumulative percentage change in the CPIU during the previous five fiscal years. For any petition filed to classify an alien under this paragraph on or after the date of the automatic adjustment. The definitions. 1. In general, section 203(b)(5)(8)U.S.C. 1153(b)(5) as amended by subsections B and C, and section 4804 is further amended. By striking subparagraph B and inserting following. T. Calculation of full-time employment. Job creation under this paragraph may consist of employment measured in full-time equivalents, such as intermittent or seasonal employment opportunities and construction jobs. A full-time employment position is not a requirement for direct job creation. And B. By adding at the end the following. A. Definitions in this paragraph. I. The term capital means all real personal or mixed assets, whether tangible or intangible, owned or controlled by the investor or held in trust for the benefit of the investor, to which the investor has unrestricted access, which shall be valued at fair market value in United States dollars in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles at the time it is invested under this paragraph. A. The term full-time employment means employment in a position that requires at least 35 hours of service per week, regardless of how many employees fill the position. II. The term high unemployment and poverty area means an area consisting of a census tract or contiguous census tracts that has an unemployment rate that is at least 150% of the national average unemployment rate and includes at least one census tract with 20% of its residents living below the poverty level as determined by the Bureau of the Census. R. II. An area that is within the boundaries established for purposes of the federal or state economic development incentive program, including areas defined as enterprise zones, renewal communities, promise zones, and empowerment zones. If the term rural area means any area other than an area within a metropolitan statistical area or within the outer boundary of any city or town having a population of 20,000 or more based on the most recent decennial census of the United States, or II. Any city or town having a population of fewer than 20,000 based on the most recent decennial census of the United States that is located within a state having a population of fewer than 1,500,000 based on the most recent decennial census of the United States. V. The term targeted employment area means a rural area or high unemployment and poverty area. 2. Effective date. The amendment made by paragraph 1 shall apply to any application for a visa under section 203(b)(5) of the Immigration and Nationality Act that is filed on or after the date that is 1 year after the date of the enactment of this act. F. Age determination for children of alien investors, section 203(h)(8)U.S.C. 1153(h) is amended by adding at the end the following. 5. Age determination for children of alien investors and alien admitted under subsection D as a lawful permanent resident on a conditional basis as the child of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence under subsection B5 whose lawful permanent resident status on a conditional basis is terminated under section 216A shall continue to be considered a child of the principal alien for the purpose of a subsequent immigrant petition by such alien under subsection B5 if the alien remains unmarried and the subsequent petition is filed by the principal alien not later than 1 year after the termination of conditional lawful permanent resident status. No alien shall be considered a child under this paragraph with respect to more than one petition filed after the alien's 21st birthday. G. Enhanced pay scale for certain federal employees administering the Ed 5 program. The secretary may establish, fix the compensation of, and appoint individuals to designated critical administrative, technical, and professional positions needed to administer sections 203(b)(5) and 216A of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1153(b)(5) and 1186(b). H. Delegation of certain Ed 5 authority. 1. In general, the Secretary of Homeland Security may delegate to the Secretary of Commerce authority and responsibility for determinations under sections 203(b)(5) and 216A with respect to alien entrepreneurs of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1153(b)(5) and 1186A, including determining whether an alien has met employment creation requirements. 2. Regulations. The Secretary of Homeland Security and the Secretary of Commerce may adopt such rules and regulations as are necessary to carry out the delegation authorized under paragraph 1, including regulations governing the eligibility criteria for obtaining benefits pursuant to the amendments made by this section. Furry use of fees, adjudication fees described in section 286M of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1356M shall remain available until expended to reimburse the Secretary of Commerce for the costs of any determinations made by the Secretary of Commerce under paragraph 1. I concurrent filing of Ed 5 petitions and applications for adjustment of status section 245A U.S.C. 1255 as amended by section 4237B is further amended. 1. In subsection K, in the matter preceding paragraph 1, by striking or pre and inserting 3, 5 or 7, and 2, by adding at the end the following, O, at the time a petition is filed for classification under section 203B5, if the approval of such petition would make visa immediately available to the alien beneficiary, the alien BENEFICIARYS application for adjustment of status under this section shall be considered to be properly filed, whether the application is submitted concurrently with or subsequent to the visa petition. Section 4807. Authorization of appropriations. The funding that are authorized to be appropriated from the trust fund established under Section 6A, such sums as may be necessary to carry out Sections 1110, 2101, 2104, 2212, 2213, 2221, 2232, 3301, 3501, 3502, 3503, 3504, 3505, 3506, 3605, 3610, 4221, and 4401 of this Act. B. Availability of funds. Amounts appropriated pursuant to this section shall remain available until expended, unless otherwise specified in this Act. Subtitle I. Student and Exchange Visitor Programs. Set 4901. Short title. This subtitle may be cited as the Student Visa Integrity Act. Set 4902. SEVIS and SEV Defined. In this subtitle. 1. SEVIS. The term SEVIS means the Student and Exchange Visitor Information System of the Department of Homeland Security. 2. SEV. The term SEV means the Student and Exchange Visitor Program of the Department of Homeland Security. Set 4903. Increase criminal penalties. Section 1546A of Title 18 United States Code is affected by striking 10 years and inserting 15 years if the offense was committed by an owner, official employee, or agent of an educational institution with respect to such INSTITUTION's participation in the Student and Exchange Visitor Program, 10 years. Set 4904. Accreditation requirement. Section 101A52A U.S.C. 1101A52 is amended to read as follows. 52. Except as provided in Section 214M4, the term accredited college, university, or language training program means a college, university, or language training program that is accredited by an accrediting agency recognized by the Secretary of Education. Set 4905. Other academic institutions. Section 214M8U.S.C. 1184N is amended by adding at the end the following. Furry, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall require accreditation of an academic institution except for seminaries or other religious institutions for purposes of Section 101A15F if a, that institution is not already required to be accredited under Section 101A15FI, and b, an appropriate accrediting agency recognized by the Secretary of Education is able to provide such accreditation. For the Secretary of Homeland Security in the SECRETARY's discretion may waive the accreditation requirement in Section 101A15FI with respect to an accredited college, university, or language training program if the academic institution A is otherwise in compliance with the requirements of such section, and B is on the date of enactment of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996 a candidate for accreditation, or after such date has been a candidate for accreditation for at least 1 year and continues to progress toward accreditation by an accreditation agency recognized by the Secretary of Education.